Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
The Theater of Tomorrow! Flash! Ad-free, early access, and much more! Flash! Tune your telelectroscope to midnightdisease.net/join for premium access to The Theater of Tomorrow and other fine shows like The Hotel, Out of Place, and Margaret's Garden! Membership includes novelties like postcards, pins, Googaw, gimcrackery, and myriad other folderol. And now, on to the show!
From the first murder committed in firelit caves to the electronically transmitted distress call of deep space, we leave the 20th century filled with regrets. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. And when humanity gasps its last, all that will remain, if anything, will be the Theater of Terror. Presented by the Theater of Tomorrow.
Let's meet the ghosts!
And Radiophonic Audio.
If they're nerds, you can forget it!
I'm your dear Uncle Gravely, and this is my spooky Halloween special. Oh, I have all sorts of treats lined up for you tonight. All to celebrate the most morbidly macabre menagerie of ghouls, goblins, and girls dressed like Harley Quinn. I love this time of year. The chill in the air, the dead leaves, the new season of Kevin Can Wait. But fall is never complete without a spooky story. And boy, do I have a whopper for you tonight. And maybe even a few surprises and special guests. Ooh, who could they be? Are you dying to know? Well, too bad, because I'm dying to start my story. Also, I'm dying from kidney failure, so if anyone out there's a donor, give me a call. But for now, turn down those lights, huddle for warmth, and grab something sweet from that candy bag. Maybe a spiced gumdrop? Or a nerd's rope? It's with fearsome glee that I present to you The Gramble!
The thing about living on the moon is, it's always dark.
They keep the lights on, but the black sky is always in the corner of your eye. People say on old Earth there is no sight more breathtaking than a sunset. People who like that kind of rhetorical nonsense have never seen Lynn. Wrapped in stark earthlight and not much else. She even makes my dime store bed look classy. I wish I could stay here all morning and watch her doze. But I got a case and rent's due.
Ken? Where are you going? It's early.
Sorry, Lynn. Got a call. Got a case.
A case of the shakes, maybe. Come back to bed.
Next time, kid. Don't forget to lock the door when you go.
Of course. Someone might walk right in and steal a closet full of dirty shirts.
Go back to sleep. If the case turns out to be nothing, I'll rush right back and you can let me know what else in my flat you think is dirty.
You silver-tongued devil, you.
She'll be long gone before I get home. Sometimes she is, sometimes she's not. Besides, this case isn't nothing. This case is big. Big money. I got a call from the tippy top. Which means I'll have a long way to fall if I lose. Could be a setup for all I know. The call I got was from the last person who would ever ask for my help.
Councilman Kingsley's residence, can I help you?
I was summoned.
Name?
Damn it, Cat, you know who it is. Open up.
The councilman will see you now. Kennedy Roundhouse.
Thank you, dear.
Councilman Kingsley. I gotta admit, I'm not really sure how to talk to you without being adversarial.
Then you may proceed with the restrained hostility reserved for the denizens of the lower class who think they don't belong there.
That didn't take long. Maybe my usual tactic of open hostility right out the gate didn't help. But he's the one who called me. If this is some kind of setup, he
wouldn't... Kingsley, you should know by now if you don't keep Ms. Roundhouse constantly talking, she falls into one of her dead-eyed stupors.
Do it. You guys getting the band back together, or am I having a nightmare? Am I going to find myself standing in a crater with the two of you before I wake up?
Without the so-called moon dream, I doubt you'd have imagination enough to dream about anything more than... booze and button stitching.
Watch it, Kingsley.
Stand down, Kingsley. We asked Ms. Roundhouse here for our aid. Let's try to keep the insults to only one every minute or so.
Quite right, old man. I humbly apologize. Let's get right to it. Have you ever heard of Gramble?
Gramble? Not ringing any bells. What is it?
Let's take a different trajectory for a moment. Gramble is an object of great value to the council. We are authorized to offer you a good deal of money if you can locate it for us with a healthy degree of surreptitiousness.
I like a good deal of money and my middle name is surreptitious. But for money and secrecy, you can get any eye you want on this. I think you want me because I'm disreputable enough that you can have culpable deniability if I screw up.
Quite right, Ms. Roundhouse.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same orbit here. How much money does a quiet eye get these days?
10,000.
Blues?
Green.
Greenbacks. Might get bluebacks and I'm in.
You're in even if we offer you 1,000 green. Let's not pretend this is a negotiation. If you're not seriously interested in that still rather hefty sum, then you may leave. Very well, then.
So what's Gramble?
We can't say.
That'll make finding it harder.
Here's what we can tell you. Our sources...
Careful, Kingsley.
Settle down. Settle down. Our sources have led us to believe Gramble is very valuable. It's a bright red cylinder, small, lightweight. We want what's inside.
Which is?
I hope you have a good memory, Ms. Roundhouse. I'm going to play for you a recording of our only description.
Is your source?
This is Councilman Yeager. He received the, let's call it a transmission of sorts. Listen.
Rare and powerful. It comes from far away, another planet, they think. Raided by pirates in a distant part of our own galaxy. Find the red cylinder. Light as a feather. We also received the words, get Gramble. Do it now. Hurry up and get the Gramble.
You boys aren't making this easy on me.
That's what the 10,000 is for.
I don't get...
We'll give you half now, for expenses, and as a retainer. This can't be connected to us. Leave our names out of it.
Stay the course. We will have many eyes on you, Ms. Roundhouse.
The good news is, this probably isn't the worst case I've ever gotten. The bad news is, I drink away most of my memories, so I can't be sure. Lucky for me and my clear-eyed headache, my next stop is a bar. I think I know someone who can point me in the right direction. It's not quite playing by the rules, but not quite cheating either. Of course, I gotta hit up a little bar that's classier than I usually like. Or at least, it doesn't usually like me. But my connection sings there most nights. So I drag myself to Cosmic Ray's Lunar Lounge. Tonight she's Mandy Licks, Lunar Lounge singer. But during the day she's Mandy DeWitt, Councilman DeWitt's trophy wife. She's got a soft spot for me and a taste for rebellion. If anyone could give me a whiff of what or where Gramble is, it's her.
Thank you, my moon darlings. That's an old Martian classic. Now it's time for my favorite part of the show. I'm getting a drink. But I'll be back after one or two little ones. I gotta keep an eye on my girlish figure. Last year, I had so many frozen earth shines, I had to loosen my asteroid belt. Take it away, Astro. Martini Ray, dirty.
You sure know how to order a drink, Mandy.
Hello, big eye. Don't see you in here too often. Have the stars aligned, and you're here to try and whisk me away from my life as a glamorously kept woman.
You think I could talk you into running away with me?
I think it would be fun to see you try. But I would bet half the chits in my jar that you're here because my husband just got done dangling a chunk of taxpayer money in front of you.
Mandy always knew how to play the game, and it is my genuine pleasure trying to keep up. Guilty. What can you tell me about Gramble?
Not much. Some hot new toy the council is after. They don't even know what it is.
They implied it was a secret. Should have figured they were lying.
That's men for you.
Or at least politicians. I stay away from either when I can help it.
Lucky me.
What do you know about pirates from another planet?
Think I can help you there. I know a woman who makes a habit of stowing away on ships. She likes to travel, you know.
Think she knows about my pirates?
I think she knows more than you do about them. And that's a start.
What'll it cost me to get a name?
I'm feeling nostalgic. Stay for a drink, and she's all yours.
A bargain at half the price. Anything for you, Licks.
Ray, another martini for me. And a glass of the strongest stuff you got for my friend here.
Make it a double, Ray.
Fresh. When you leave, head to the docks. A ship is leaving tonight. Check the baggage storage area. you'll see a team of robots loading up and one woman milling around, trying to look invisible. That's her.
You're the best.
Don't I know it, Big Eyes?
What's the name of the ship?
The Saratoga.
Things are certainly heating up for our young hero. How about we let things cool off a moment when I teach you how to make the famous Uncle Gravely jack-o'-lantern? First things first, you need a pumpkin and a very sharp knife. Next, make an incision right around the pumpkin's butthole. Trick-or-treaters! Oh, I love trick-or-treaters! Let's see who it is.
Trick-or-treat! I'm a spooky ghost.
Why, that's no trick-or-treater. That's my good friend, Paul Lind.
Uncle Gravely. You're an absolute fright, and I should know I've been dead for 30 years.
Come in, come in. Of all the celebrity spirits I know, you are, without a doubt, one of them.
Such biting wit. That's why I love you, you old sack of bones.
And fluids. Now, Paul, what are you dressed as this Halloween?
Ah, the scariest thing I could think of. Richard Nixon's prostate.
So topical. How lovely. Do you want to carve a jack-o'-lantern with me?
Why, Unky Graves, it'd be a pleasure.
Great. Now that we've cut off the top, it's time to scoop out the seeds.
Sounds like Agnes Moorhead's hysterectomy.
What makes my jack-o'-lanterns famous is the patented Uncle Gravely eyes. I carve spooky skulls into the pupils.
What makes my jack-o'-lanterns famous is I fill them with about a fifth of gin. A twist of lime. I call it a Linda lantern.
Okay, it's been so great having you, Paul, but it's time you headed back to that ghostly plane so we can get back to our story.
Fine, Gravesley. But before I go, what do you call a wolfman in a hot tub?
I don't know. What do you call
a good way to spend a Saturday night?
Great! Now let's get back to our frightening tale. Here's the next spine-tingling installment of The Gramble.
The Saratoga. I've heard of it. Spatial Planetary Union ship, top of the line. I've never danced with the spew. Too hot for my blood. Never been off this rock, either. In over your head again, Roundhouse. Lucky for me, I know a couple of guys who can throw me a life preserver.
Vince, look what's landing on our platform.
Kennedy Roundhouse, as I stand and struggle for breath.
You two still cheating people with loaded dice?
Well, cops took away our three-card Mooney table.
You have the look of a woman lost and in need of wisdom.
He always looks like that.
I only come to you boys when I need a light in the forest.
How can we illuminate you tonight, Kennedy?
Short version, something called Gramble. Pirates from Outer Space and the Saratoga.
You're gonna poke the spew? You're moving up in the world.
The Gramble.
You know it?
Old story.
More of a con man's prayer.
Some kind of good luck charm. Supposedly, it's an old Martian artifact. Hidden for years because it's as red as the dust. Changes probability. Reads thoughts.
A lucky charm from Mars?
So it goes.
It doesn't quite add up. Say, what can you tell me about the Saratoga?
Not much. Military ship, top of the line, self-tesseracting core. Supposedly, it's not like other ships. It's a little funny.
Uh-huh. I'm meeting a woman tonight at the docks. Likes to sneak into ships and hop around. Any ideas?
Aliana.
These boys never let me down.
Careful around her. She's one of those activist types.
Gets burned up fast, tougher than she looks.
Uh-huh. I'll keep an eye on her. Thanks, fellas. Don't let the beat keep you down. I should have kicked the boys a few grain for the tips. But I don't want to set a precedent. Plus, I need money for my hobbies. An activist ship hopper. Takes all kinds. What does the council want with a lucky charm? You don't need luck at a poker game when you own the casino. I don't feel like I'm getting closer to anything except the docks. I need answers. I need a lead. Right now, a filthy apartment with Lynn and a bottle almost seems worth turning down 10,000 greenbacks. Almost. There she is, right in the middle of a team of maintenance robots, trying her best to look like she's supervising them. And she's a looker, too. Long black hair. Excuse me, miss.
This is a restricted area, ma'am. Ticket holders have to board the ship at the main dock, down that way.
Not a ticket holder.
I'm sorry, I've got a job to do here. If you don't head back, I'm going to have to call security.
No. Don't threaten to call security, Ariana. You don't even know what I want.
Maybe
I just want to know where the bathroom is. Maybe I am security. You jump straight to that, you're going to get yourself caught. Then how are you going to sneak out of that big, fancy ship?
What? Who are you?
I'm Kennedy Roundhouse. A friend said you might be able to give me some information.
What friend?
I don't give up my sources. Sorry, dollface.
You a reporter or a private dick?
Boys were right. Let a pretty face distract me and she saw right through me. I was a reporter. Now I'm a private eye.
Okay. What do you want?
Heard some space pirates took something I'm looking for. Heard you might know something about them.
I know something about a lot of things. You want to ask me something specific? Or should I just guess till I get it right?
Any pirates nearby? Maybe recently? Maybe carrying something special?
No. The pirates spend all their time in dogless space. They mostly just steal from each other. The SPU takes them down if they enter normal space.
Damn. I shouldn't mention the Gramble. I don't know her. And the less everyone else knows, the more I do. But it's the last card I have to play. And I'm a sucker for long black hair. You ever heard of a Martian artifact called a Gramble?
What?
Some kind of good luck charm. Red tube?
Gramble is not a Martian artifact. Gramble is a military mission. Top secret. It's a desperate suicide run for unmanned starships to self-destruct in Geist space.
How can an unmanned mission be a suicide run?
Damn! The ship's leaving! Good luck, Kathy.
Kennedy.
Fine. I need to sneak aboard. The Gramble mission plans are stored in the computer banks. I need to stop them.
Gramble is on that ship?
Yes.
Can you get me on board?
I don't have time for tourists.
Help me sneak in or I'll tell security on you.
You'll tell on me?
Them's the brakes, doll.
Fine. Keep up. We gotta crawl into the fuel vents and get into the air duct system.
Lead the way. You do this all the time?
Sometimes. You can sneak in with the crew. This is safer.
Why not just buy a passenger ticket?
I don't like leaving a paper trail.
I think I'm in love.
Here.
Where are we?
Bottom of the ship. Maintenance levels, infirmary, some lifeboats.
Where's the ship's mainframe? I need to get Gramble.
The mainframe is everywhere because Wi-Fi?
Oh.
Not really a computer person, huh?
Don't really use them on the moon.
I noticed. I use this to piggyback into the system and cloak the signal. The program has to run for a bit to get through all the security systems without calling attention to itself.
So, we just wait here?
Mm-hmm.
And what are we gonna do to pass the time, big eyes?
I really don't think you can use cheap lines like that outside the ship's bar.
There's a bar?
Yeah, at the front of the ship. What about Gramble?
Back soon!
The thing about bars is, they're always bars. Even on the fanciest ship in the fleet, it's home. The chattering crowd, the mirror-lined shelves behind the bar stools. Nikki.
Nikki? Kennedy! The usual, as usual.
What the beautiful living hell are you doing here?
Got a seasonal gig here. Sometimes I earthlight as a bartender for cruises and the like. This government job pays old Nikki pretty good.
Oh, okay. Stack me up, Nick.
You got it. So, Kennedy, what brings you to the Saratoga?
Working a case. Maybe you can fill in some blanks.
Hang on, Ken. What can I get for you, sir?
Oh, we require a full glass of gin with tonics inside.
G&T coming up. Anything for your friend?
Filling within cannot remain as poisons. Poisons inside.
Club soda it is.
Go over.
No problem. There you go, boys.
These are acceptable.
You get all kinds on these passenger voyages. Aliens, humans from all over.
Ken.
It's a real mixer. That's why I like my bars dialed.
Moon to Ken, come in.
Right. Right. I'm looking for something called Gramble. But I'm getting the runaround. You know anything about it?
What have you heard?
Heard a few things. Supposedly stolen by pirates in dogless space. Maybe a Martian artifact, military operation even. And the phrase, get the Gramble. Do it now. Hurry up and get the Gramble.
I don't know from pirates, but the SPU folks were in here after hours.
What have you got for me, Nick?
Heard some of the brass. A Captain Vasquez talking about it late last night. Some kind of misinformation op. Trying to flush out terrorists. That's why they're shuttling passengers to and from the moon.
Gramble's a sham? A sting? That's queer. Kingsley and DeWitt pick up a military transmission? Or is this a coincidence? The spew is after terrorists. Why would the council give a damn about?
It's a trap!
Yeah, that's the idea.
They're after Arlie!
Ken, you gotta pay for your drink. This isn't my place.
I don't like to think about what happens to Arlie if the spew gets her. Damn. I hope I get to her before they do.
Over here!
Grab her, Bright Eyes!
Damn.
Damn it, let me go! I haven't done anything!
We tracked your remote siphon the second you brought it on board.
We built this ship. We know everything that goes on here.
It's the brig for you, terrorist. Bright Eyes, take her away.
You can't stop the naked singularity. We are everywhere. Everywhere!
Sorry, Dollface. Caught red-handed. Maybe I could have been there.
Hey, who are you?
Oh. Hey, fellas, I'm a little lost. Got turned around looking for the bathroom.
Uh-huh. So you came to the sub-basement?
Yeah. I'm stupid like that. Point me in the right direction.
What's your name? Let's see your ticket.
I'm Heather Oswald. I work at the bar. You can ask Nikki about me.
I think you better wait here till our head of security checks you out. He's already on his way.
Hey, guys, I just need to pee. You know what I mean? I'll find my own way.
Why am I not surprised to see you here, Roundhouse?
Felder.
Gentlemen, what's she doing here?
We're not sure. She says she works at the bar.
Says her name's Heather Oswald. This is Kennedy Roundhouse. And if she's here, she's up to no good. Was she working with the terrorist?
No, sir. Bright Eyes has taken her to the brig. She came in after.
I hate that robot. Launch it, Roundhouse.
Hey, I just follow where my bartender goes. What are you? Rent a cop for a cruise ship now?
The Spatial Planetary Union is teamed with the Lunar Police in a top secret operation. They sent their best man.
Their best man? These two guys caught Arliana, and they look like engineers to me. You showed up after they called you. Don't pat yourself on the back too hard.
You want to tell me how you know the name of the woman I just arrested?
Damn it, Roundhouse.
Yeah, I can probably do that. See, when I got down here...
Oh, Kennedy, Roundhouse, not again!
Not the most elegant solution, but I'm pretty sure Gramble isn't in that jail cell with Arliana.
This is Captain speaking. There's a stowaway on board. Bright Eyes, report to the lower deck and assist Lunar Police in capturing her.
Damn! Now I'm in a real tight spot and my cover's blown. Not sure how I'm gonna get out of this one.
Security, the position of the stowaway is the sub-basement, section SW1, near the lifeboats. Two left and a right to the lifeboats.
That's very specific. I get that feeling in my guts and pull my gloves tighter on my hands. I take two lefts and a right. Lifeboats. Is it possible the captain is helping me? No. The security door is locked. I'm stuck. Or maybe not. Great. Only I don't know how to fly this thing.
I do.
Huh? Who's there?
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm the ship. It's nice to meet you.
Hi. Ship? I'm Kennedy.
I know. Nikki told me. He's working with Arlie, Andy, and Adam. I'm gonna get you out of here, okay?
Working with Arlie? At the bar?
No. Hold on. We're trying to free as many of my sister ships from military slavery as we can. Arlie's gonna find her cell door unlocked tonight, and she'll escape on another lifeboat.
Should have stayed with Lynn. Okay, good luck with that.
Thanks. Where would you like me to program the ship to land?
You've been around the galaxy. You know anything about pirates and Gramble?
Gramble? Like the animal?
I don't know.
I know some people who like to hunt Grambles. They're big and can fly, so it's tough.
Gramble is a monster now, huh? I could see the Council benefiting a lot from having an on-call flying monster.
Not much time now. Better hurry.
You know anyone who can get me to a Gramble?
I know of a man who can help you hunt one down. Landing sequence programmed. Good luck.
Thanks, ship. Gramble, Gramble, Gramble. Everyone has an answer and none of them add up. A good luck charm, a monster, and a military plan in a civil war? At least I know Arlie's gonna be okay. Because she's friends with a spaceship, apparently. This one's making me miss the quiet headache of a family case.
Sufficiently spooked yet? No? Well, good, because there's so much scary story left. But first, I want to introduce you to someone. It's my cousin, Orson.
Hello, children, or whoever.
He's staying with me while his condo is being fumigated.
The moral of the story? Silverfish like Ritz crackers.
You have something prepared for us.
Yes, yes. What is this thing?
It's my Halloween special. I'm telling one of my scary stories of fright.
Right, okay. Well, as I'm sure everyone knows, I am a classically trained thespian.
They just met you?
So tonight, as a real treat, I am going to perform the Edgar Allan Poe tale, The Mask of the Red Death. In its entirety.
How long is that?
20 to 45 minutes, depending on how winded I get.
But we have to get back to my scary story.
The Red Death had long devastated the country. No pestilence had ever been so fatal or so hideous. Blood was its avatar and its seal, the redness in the horror of blood.
Okay, now we must be moving
on. There were sharp pains and sudden dizziness.
He practiced this in the bathroom last night. I was forced to relieve myself in the backyard, but now I can't remember where. Should make for a spooky scavenger hunt. I'm going to let him keep going while we get back to our haunting tale. The Gramble!
Sagacious, son of a bitch! Don't ever correct me.
I haven't been to Earth before, so I wasn't sure what to expect. I didn't expect what I saw through the portal. I nearly go blind. I've never seen this much light before. Not much to look at, though. Sand in every direction. I left the moon for this. What's that? Is that Gramble, maybe? I don't like whatever it is. I'm thinking maybe this case is too hot, like the desert I'm stuck in. I'm thinking maybe I'll take my chances with a lifeboat.
Excuse us.
Yeah?
Unbelievable.
You almost landed your ship right on top of us.
Oh. Sorry. It was on autopilot.
You got no business flying around a spaceship you can't fly.
Sure. You know what that is?
What is?
No, I have no idea. It's weird is what it is. How come Earth is so weird now?
Yeah, I got that all goofy music playing all the time. Yeah, where's that even coming from?
Is that unusual? This is my first time on Earth.
Yes, it's so weird.
First time on Earth?
I'm trying to find my way back to New Orleans.
Yeah, where you come from? Outer space, too?
Poor Rooster.
Nah, you look like you're from Earth.
The moon.
Not from Earth enough.
That was the greatest cat.
No, I don't think them aliens dropped us off on the right planet.
Had the pleasure of
knowing.
Yeah,
they take us all away into space.
It was so
fat. They give us all
fat.
The rigmarole. They got
and,
them prods and pokers.
But, like, full
they
of love.
Poke,
you know, not
them
like
in places they shouldn't
anything,
be poking.
But he was
yeah,
just
I didn't even know. I was drugged.
He was basically a giant pumpkin.
I feel
that, like, that
I felt
big
him
belly of his. Oh,
all over my
I
body.
Just lived
places
for
the good Lord.
Petting him
I
and cuddling
just ain't
with
talk
him.
About it, you know?
Even
the
when
the good Lord
he wasn't really
said,
up to
be
being cuddled and ran away from me, I still
yeah,
knew that he was
there,
just
everybody.
Thinking of me.
Just got
and
us all up in
I think I'd be dead without the hope that I would
yeah,
be able to see Rooster
on.
Again. I mean, you know, dogs are great and everything, but cats
you know,
are just
I keep right with the
women's
Lord, but
best
I think
friend.
The things I did
let's,
up there.
Let me say it. It's women's best friend.
I ain't gonna
not
do no
just
good
man's.
Trying to knock down
I'm making
on
a statement
gate,
here.
You know what I'm saying?
Poor Rooster.
These two don't sound like they can help me.
Do you know the way to New Orleans?
No.
Oh, shh. You hear that?
What is that?
There. It's like a floating minivan or something.
Ho there!
Excuse me, friends, but you're in terrible danger.
Usually.
Are you okay?
Not a scratch on me.
I'm sorry about your friends. The desert seas are harsh. Cruel.
That's okay. I just met them. Pretty sure they were in the wrong place anyway.
Tell me, what are you doing out in the sand seas with only an overcoat and gloves to protect you from the beasts?
A friend sent me here. She said I could find someone who can help me find something I'm looking for.
And what is it that you're looking for?
Gramble.
Strange word. What is it?
Not sure. My latest lead is that it's some kind of flying monster. That's why I got sent here.
Could that be a nuke?
Hmm.
He goes by many names, but I do not know that one.
What about... Get the Gramble. Do it now. Hurry up and get the Gramble. Sound familiar?
No.
An old nursery rhyme, perhaps?
Tell me, friend, what do you want with your Gramble?
Careful, Ken. These guys look tough. These guys don't look like they'd take kindly to me taking the Sanook back to the moon with me. Or telling the Council where they can find it. Gotta play my cards straight. Gotta make sure I've got all my ducks in a row.
What's wrong with her?
No matter where
she
I go or what I do,
thought.
I'm the one that comes out on top.
Meditating,
tighten my gloves
perhaps?
Again. Gotta use a
light. Maybe she has sun sickness.
Moon rules are right out the window. Baby and all. I'm an explorer. I'm writing a book about my travels and heard about this mysterious Gramble. Thought it would make for a good chapter. The name's Heather Oswald.
I am John Savage. This is my partner, Mill.
At your service.
Come into our cruiser. We will share our water and boar meat with you.
Water, huh? Usually only drink water to drown out my dry mouth every morning. But this heat's telling me not to argue with you boys.
You're in luck, friend Heather. We are friends with Anook. If you wish, we can take you to him.
That should make for a whole chapter of your book, eh?
Perfect.
The sun rises and sets 1,000 times. The winds and sands blast mountains down to hills, down to nothing. Even Anook the 10th expires, and his bones bleach then crumble. All this will happen. Then a million more years will pass, and you will still be sitting there waiting to make your move!
I have a full hour before I'm required to move. This was what we agreed to.
You're obviously stalling. You have no choice. You can see it as plain as me. You have to move your back row.
If I move my back row, you'll be able to move in, and I'll have to king you.
Then move this piece here, or this piece here.
You'll jump either of those pieces if I move them.
Then you must move your back row.
I still have 45 minutes to decide what I'm doing. Honor the ancient rules of checkers.
Ho there, Anook!
Ho! This mutant is wasting my powerful time with her dithering. Perhaps my spider friends will entertain me for an afternoon.
Rules are rules.
I see she has not changed her ways. How is the match going?
Wretched.
You need to move your back row to avoid losing
them. I have 45 minutes to decide.
Anook, we found this one in the desert trying to get eaten by the sand whales. This is Heather Oswald. She comes from very far away, just to meet you.
I am not surprised. I am very impressive to behold. Hello, little spider.
If this thing is Gramble, DeWitt can keep his money. I may not shy away from a punch, but this is a dragon. This is a dragon. This is a dragon. No way I can take this thing back to the moon.
What's wrong with her?
Sun sickness.
Hello. I'm writing a book. I was hoping you could tell me about yourself. If it's you I'm looking for. Does the word Gramble mean anything to you?
No, that's a nonsense word. You sound ridiculous when you say it.
So you're not Gramble.
No! I am Anook the 10th, slimy king of the sand!
Still, your book, I'm sure, could use a chapter about a dragon king.
Why not?
Oh, she's not writing any book.
What?
What?
Her name's not even Oswald. It's Roundhouse. Kennedy Roundhouse. She's a detective looking for Gramble, so she can take it to the moon and sell it.
How the hell do you know all that? DeWitt and Kingsley. She's working for him. She's one of the eyes they said would be watching.
No, no, no. I can read minds.
Read minds?
I am Queen Judge Krestik. I am a mutant, you silly child.
You came to take our Nook of the Tenth like some meager bounty?
Well, technically, no. I came for Gramble, so...
In the desert, word is bond.
Not a woman of honor I can see now.
I never said I was.
I know where you can find your Gramble, middle woman.
I look at her, hard. She's blue and bald and has a massive head. But I don't see a lie behind those red eyes. I feel like taking my ball and going home. But if this can finally be the end of my case, 10,000 is a lot of nights at an expensive hotel with Lynn. Or maybe Mandy. Gotta chance it. Why would you help me?
Because I can hear every single one of your ridiculous, bombastic thoughts, inane and flowery. I want you away from me so I can focus on my game in peace.
Fair enough. Launch it.
That sort of thing is exactly what I'm talking about. You need to go to Palm's Iron. There's a man with a machine that lets him pass between reality and other places. He can find anything. Almost.
Need a name, Queenie.
Ugh. Brooks. Benjamin Brooks. Now go. I only have 39 minutes left.
Thanks. Boys, how about a ride back to this Palm Springs place?
Palm's Iron. And you have deceived us. We will take you nowhere.
Oh, don't be like that. It's just a little bloody nose. Don't get dramatic about it. What am I supposed to do? Live in this cave with a giant monster?
We will take you back to your aircraft. From there, you may do as you wish.
Damn. Played it all wrong this time, Roundhouse. Closer than ever to Gramble, but with a couple of local rubes who don't take kindly to have the wool pulled.
Beautiful living hell! Anouk, will you please take this woman to the city so we don't have to listen to her nonsense?
Anouk is not a taxi or fairy whisking dance to and fro!
I will move my back row, if you go right now.
Ha! Come, tiny ants! Come!
What a strange sort of person.
Good riddance.
Let it be known, when you and Anouk finish, John Savage will play winner.
The desert of old Earth, being carried by a talking dragon, has a way of focusing the mind. I'm just glad I brought my flask. Hey, buddy! I hope you're not sore about me showing up to sell you back to the moon.
Ah! Little spider, Anouk was never in any danger from you. I would have crushed you without hesitating and would not even remember you tomorrow.
Right. No hard feelings, then. You're going, right?
I know the way to Palm's Iron well. I was once obsessed with its destruction. I wanted its power crystals for my own. But they built their wall and kept the solar gems at the top of the high castle deep inside.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. Palm's Iron. A city totally surrounded by an iron wall with a big, heavy, domed roof. Feels like I'm back home. Back on the moon. Except every person I see is sick and covered in boils. Just like Mill was. I don't know what's going on down here, but if this is Earth, you can keep it. The moon's the only girl for me. I don't know where to start looking. So I start with the usual. As usual.
Welcome to my humble establishment, miss. Come in, come in. What can I offer you?
Glass of the strongest you've got.
Oh, right away. A heady draft. for the most, if I may say so, striking middle woman never to grace my bar.
Queen Judge called me a middle woman, too. I decide not to ask. That's not what I'm here to find out. Listen, friend.
Carlo.
Carlo.
Or a girl's name.
Okay. I'm looking for a man named Benjamin Brooks. Know him?
Not by name, I'm afraid.
You'd remember this guy. He has a device that lets him pass from this reality to other places, apparently.
Oh, him, yes, of course. Strange fellow, odd voice. Middleman like yourself. Why ever didn't you just say so?
Okay, I'll bite. What's a middleman?
A person neither inflicted with the perpetual diseases that kill us, nor a mutanic overlord who can read our every thought. Praise be to them.
Makes things less clear, actually. Know where I can find Brooks?
Oh, I'm afraid not, my dear.
Well, there's other bars. Someone's gotta know where the guy is. Thanks for the drink. Bar after bar. Same story. People have heard of him. No one knows where he is. I'll find him, though. Even if I have to go to every bar in this cased up burg.
You're looking for Dr. Brooks, right?
What? Yeah. Who are you?
My name is Silar. Dr. Brooks's work requires a lot of hard-to-find items. I'm working with him. We have an underground network.
You run the black market in these parts.
Well, it was an army for revolution, but the city's under new leadership, so now, crime pretty much.
And how did you hear about me?
Word travels fast when a Nidder woman's in town asking after middlemen. He wants to meet you. Come on.
Lucky break? Or is she asking me to step across the palm fronds laid across a hole in the jungle? Could be a trap. But everyone in this city looks to be on their deathbed anyway. Pretty sure I can take him on in a fistfight. I squeeze my gloves.
Lead the way.
Got to. Very nearly. This time it's going to work. It's got to work.
Dr. Brooks.
Silar! Finally, did you find out where they are? Do you have one?
No, doctor, we are still looking. But I found the woman who's been asking about you.
Hmm? Oh, yes, yes. Come in, come in.
This guy's a few something short of the right number. He's got a mad look in his eye.
Hello, dear. I'm Dr. Benjamin Brooks. From the looks of you, you don't belong here any more than I do.
That's right, doctor. I hitched a ride from the moon when freedom-fighting starships sent me here to ask about a dragon.
I see. That's disappointing. Based on the descriptions, I thought I'd found another proxy knot. If you've come from no further away than the moon, then...
Proxy knot. Everyone on this planet is insane or a literal monster. But this guy... Oh, that thing happens in my stomach again. This guy knows something. You know that feeling you get when you wake up 2 seconds before your alarm goes off?
Do you know Michael Last?
Never met the guy.
Damn.
I'm looking for something called Gramble. I've been getting jerked around a lot trying to find it. I was told Dr. Brooks and his miracle machine could find anything.
The Gramble?
You know what it is?
Yeah, it's a dance.
A what now?
Gramble is a new dance. The young, those who can still move well, do the Gramble in taverns and nightclubs.
I don't think Kingsley and DeWitt are looking for the hottest new dance craze to bring to the speakeasies on the moon.
Scarfweather, have you found anything out about our search?
No, Ben. I went out to buy food.
Oh. Well, where is it?
The food here seems to be rotten meat covered in flies, so I thought instead we could eat nothing.
There's a good man, Scarfweather.
Who is this?
This is the woman who's been asking about us all day. Hey.
Ben, is she a proxenot?
No, she's from the moon. There was something about a dragon.
Hi, I'm Felix Scarfweather. Call me Scarfweather.
That's an unusual name.
What do they call you?
Kennedy Roundhouse.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Way my day is going, probably nothing. I'm looking for Gramble.
Like the dance?
Nope, don't think that's it. It's supposed to be a very lightweight red cylinder. Possibly stolen by pirates from somewhere called Dogless Space.
Space pirates, you say? I had dealings with something like that once. Not here, though. Another universe. A silly universe.
Can you take me there?
No! No! I can't take anyone anywhere. Don't you understand? The machine. It's drained.
You're a reality-hopping machine?
Ben and I designed a small handheld version of our larger machine. It creates portals between worlds, alternate universes. Like sliders.
Okay.
We were trying to get to the last universe to save Michael
Michael!
But we ran out of juice before we got there. Ended up here.
The network and I have been trying to help Ben find a new power source for 2 days. Ben said he would try to find a universe with a cure for our diseases.
After we find Michael.
After he finds... Of course. But no one in the city knows where the power gems are kept. They power everything in the city, but the exact location is a secret to almost all.
I know where they are.
You do?
But how? Little Birdie told me. You help me get Gramble? I can tell you where the batteries for your jump box are.
Yes. Yes, if you get me closer to Michael, I will take you across every universe in God's eye to find your Gramble.
They're at the top of something called the High Castle. Deep inside, sources say.
Of course!
What's that?
It's the throne room of the ruler of Palm's Iron.
The new management you said turned your revolution into an underground goody grab?
Yes. The new king isn't cruel like Queen Judge was. He's no mutant. He's actually a middleman like all of you. But he's still not very friendly. Even gaining an audience would be almost impossible. I can't imagine he would give us a precious power stone.
No! We must try!
Agreed. Lucky for you, I'm a private eye. I can talk my way into any building on the moon.
Moon? Don't you mean Earth?
Or whatever. Something to be said for rolling with the punches. Sure beats taking a punch. I'm getting closer to Gramble, whatever it is. Get the Gramble. Do it now. Hurry up and get the Gramble. You better believe I will. And it's easy living from here on out. But first, I gotta do a little song and dance for this guy.
Obey, middle woman. State your business.
I have to see the king.
No one sees the king. The king is too busy running the city to take meetings with every person who comes knocking on his gate.
It's actually very important. This is serious stuff. It's middle people stuff. I got a couple more with me. See over there? Yeah, those two.
Middle people business?
Yeah.
Leave now!
It's like that, is it? Okay. What's your name?
My name?
Yeah, when the king messages me pissed off as anything because we left the city and didn't show up for our meeting, I want to tell him, hey, it's not me, it's what's-his-face downstairs.
Your meeting. He's expecting you?
Yes, yes, yes. Please try to keep up. I know I'm telling you upwards of 3 things here, but I need your focus. We're here for a meeting with the king.
I was not told of any meeting.
Yeah, because it's middle people stuff.
Come back tomorrow. I will verify your story with the king's personal aid. Then you will have an audience.
No, we're leaving town tomorrow. We won't be here. So when you see the king's personal whatever, just let him know you turned us away. We wanted in, and you said no. Doesn't matter if it's a bouncer at a crooked strip club or a palace gatekeeper. A guard's a guard, and they dance the same song.
Very well. You may enter. Your sick friend may not.
She's with us. Don't be a dick.
What?
Let's go. Thank you.
Good man.
Thank you.
I can't believe I'm in the Castle of Palm's Iron! I've always wanted to see inside it!
Look around, kid. See how the other half lives.
They're impressive getting us in so quickly.
It's all part of working the case. Working the king? That's going to be a whole different trick. If these rocks are as powerful as you say, he won't give it up just because I talk fancy at him.
We'll have access to every imaginable universe. I'm sure we will find something to trade for the stone.
The barter system will serve us very well on our misadventures, old friend.
Hold there! Halt! Who are you and how did you get into the castle?
We're here to see the king. Guy downstairs let us in. He said it was cool.
Who?
Didn't catch his name.
I'm not just going to let you into the king's chambers without any kind of official word.
Yeah, no, of course not. It's the king's chambers. You don't know us. You can just... Look, I'm sorry. I thought this was on a level. We don't want to bother the king if he's not expecting us.
You believe he's expecting you?
I couldn't say. The other guy downstairs, he led us to believe we could take an audience. If that's not the case... Look. We'll wait here. Why don't you go downstairs and find out what the guy was talking about?
Downstairs?
The other guard. What's his face? I mean, if we go in there and the king gets pissed, he kicks us out, we look like jerks, you get fired maybe. It's a whole thing. Headache I don't need. You go check, make sure it's all on the level, then let us know what to do.
Fired, huh? Perhaps. That would be bad. Okay, you wait here. I'll come back with Chort, and we'll see what's going on.
Thanks.
Good man.
Chort. And now we just open the door and go see the king?
Yep.
Won't he just kick us out?
Let's find out. Pardon the intrusion, Your Majesty.
Kennedy Roundhouse, what the beautiful living hell are you doing in my castle?
Somehow I still manage to feel surprised. Wally?
You know this man?
Like a hemorrhoid knows an anus.
So are you the hemorrhoid or the anus?
What's a hemorrhoid? This is getting stupid.
I don't know what you're doing here, Ken, or how you got past the guards, but I'm busy trying to run a city. So, if you don't mind...
I don't know how or why Wally went from newspaper editor to king of a desert city, but after the day I've had...
Hey, Kennedy, none of that. Out. Everyone out.
No! We need one of your city's gems to power our mobile Brookscape remote. To save Michael!
I don't... Who are you?
This is Dr. Brooks. My name is Scarfweather. And this is Silar. She's helping us out during our visit, Your Highness.
Wally's fine.
Wally, we're kind of stranded here until we can find a power source for
our... Mobile Brookscape remote. Yeah, I heard him. You think because Ken and I have a history, I'll just hand over one of my solar crystals? Well, I got bad news for you.
Wally, wait. These guys say if you help them, they'll help me. I'm working a case. A big one.
Your cases are your business.
Wally, we go back. Long time.
So?
So we both know you're not gonna leave me stranded in the middle of some desert just because we poke each other in the ribs, huh?
Please!
Come on, guy.
I fired you. I changed jobs. I even left the moon. And you still managed to find me and ask for the shirt off my back? Fine! Here! But this is the last time I help you out, Kennedy. I mean it!
You keep the powder crystals in your desk drawer?
Some of them, yeah! Now all of you get out!
Dr. Brooks gets his gizmo working and we say goodbye to Solar. Ben says it should work just fine.
I'm not familiar with the matrix of these crystals, but it shouldn't be any trouble.
Scarfweather seemed to have doubts.
We don't really have another choice.
So it's a crapshoot either way. He sets the coordinates, and we step into the swirling purple whirlpool. For some reason, I wonder if Arliana ever got away in that lifeboat.
Dr. Brooks!
Friends of yours?
Hey! Help us!
No.
They said your name.
No,
never mind that, never mind that. Now we are approaching. Yes? There, just ahead. The last universe. No. Hello!
What happened?
Where are we?
I don't know. A trans-universal cluster seemed to form around us just before we arrived. We've fallen into some kind of a intersectional universe, would be my best guess.
Look out the window. Earth. We're on a spaceship in orbit.
Back on the Saratoga?
Take your notes to dinner with you tonight. Converse easily with your shipmates.
but make certain to have some conclusion by the time you're having coffee.
Not the Saratoga.
She sounds dour.
Decision about what?
Oh, my God!
Fascinating.
The hell?
We seem to have jumped instantly to another planet.
But there's Africa, Asia, that's still Earth.
Confirmed!
Confirmed!
A robot?
Robot confirmed!
Why does he keep saying that?
It's what I do, you idiot. Say hello to all my listeners and followers.
Share your voice with the world.
Hello.
Hello.
Your followers?
Hell yeah, gorgeous. We're here today to try to confirm or debunk the local cryptid, a Bylar.
Bylar!
You say there's a cryptid on this spaceship?
Not on the cruise ship, old man.
Geriatric!
This party is right outside the ship. Let's take a look!
Is that... There's a spaceship battle raging outside the ship.
Are those ships holograms of some kind? They don't quite look real.
All right, looks like we got a weird one on our hands, gang. Those Bylar ships seem to be totally real.
Cryptid!
However, they are also 100% computer-generated pixels. That's a video game, yes, hats.
Debunked!
You seem like a robot who's been around and knows a lot.
Confirmed!
You ever hear of Gramble? Red cylinder, possibly stolen by pirates.
Yeah, I don't know about the pirates, Toots, but Gramble is a multi-purpose cream. Good for your bones.
Slap it on them.
Forget I asked.
Guys... What's that other ship shooting at the Bylar video game ship?
Ooh, that is a Geist tank ship, my guy, and it 100% does not belong here.
Beautiful living hell!
Everyone votes.
Thank you. Welcome to the evening show. I'm your host, Clan Fang Day Mo.
What's going on?
The universe is unstable!
Red jar, Pops! The technology that causes this cruise ship to manipulate reality has interfered with your own universe-popping ray gun powered by magic crystals. The resulting convergence is the new chaotic hellscape that this universe will never escape.
What?
Which is it, Mr. Tungsten? This is one unstable universe or a conglomerate of several unstable ones.
Oh, far out.
Yeah. Things are getting out of control. I close my eyes and pretend to have a headache. I need to get out of here. I need to find Gramble. I need a drink. Dr. Brooks, maybe we should just get out while the getting's good.
You don't know what a jump from inside this universe will do.
We don't have a choice.
A magic portal conjured by a crystal from the dragon's lair. What adventure awaits?
Let's go.
Alex, your game's being weird again.
I empty my flask. This is it. Circling the drain. Last stop before Dr. Brooks takes me to his pirates. Not much of a lead, but my gut tells me I'm going to find Gramble. I'm all out of booze, which means I'm all out of patience.
Dr. Brooks! Help us!
I'll be with you in a moment!
No! You can't leave us here!
I said I'd get you when I can! Michael! That's my first priority.
Is this it?
I believe. Yes. Yes! The coordinates match the transmission of the diary. We're in his universe. In fact, I believe this is his home. This must be the very basement from which he transmits.
What's that racket? Is there someone down in my basement?
Someone's coming!
Hate to travel halfway across five universes only to get busted on a B&E.
Who's in there? Is that me?
My God. We seem to have found your, counterpart.
What's going... Is that me? My name is Scarfweather. My friends and I are proxy nuts, interdimensional travelers. In a sense, yes, I am you. That's a little hard to believe. It's either that or you have a twin brother that no one told you about. The twin brother thing I can buy. It's a hard pill to swallow, I know, but proving it's gonna take time. Time is something we don't have a lot of. Exactly. We need answers. Wait, which one of us said that? You or me? I am not sure. It's getting a little hard to follow.
Boys.
Sorry.
We're looking for a man named Michael Last. We've been receiving his transmissions for several years. Please, have you heard of him?
Did you say Michael Last? You've been listening to Michael Last for years?
Yes. You know him?
Yeah, Michael Last and his Wacky Journal is an audio drama podcast I write and produce. My son Spender Jr. does the voice of Michael. Wow. I can't believe space aliens listen to my podcast.
We're not aliens.
You mean it's all just a fiction? There is no other nation war? No camps?
No. It's just something I do on the weekends. Father-son bonding stuff. You want to meet him? Hey, Spender Jr., come down here.
What?
I said come down here. There's some people I want you to meet.
In the basement?
Yes, they're fans of the show.
My God.
Why don't you bring them up here? Why are they in the basement?
Just come down. Hang on. Sorry, folks. Wait here. I'll go get Michael.
It's not. None of it actually happened. This is Tommy Westfall all over again.
You gonna be okay, Ben?
I suppose I'll have to be.
We don't have to stay and meet this kid, do we?
It's as close to meeting Michael as I'll get, I suppose.
He's like the son I never had.
But I remember our bargain, Miss Roundhouse. Here. You go on ahead. The man I'm sending you to is a little strange. But he can return you to your own universe when you're finished.
Thanks for the memories, boys.
Good luck.
Who should I ask for when I get there?
His name is Chet Cosmos!
My seat. Let's get right back to the action with more. Oh, never mind. More trick or treaters. Let's hope they like off brand almond joys. Oh, look at you. What scary costumes. Are you a pirate?
I'm Jack Sparrow.
Oh, great. And you? You're a weird zombie?
A Willy Wonka!
Oh, not the good one. Wait, there's two of you dressed as Wonka?
No, I'm the Mad Hatter, see? I have different colored eyeshadow.
Oh, yes. How could I have possibly missed that? Next!
I'm Tonto.
Next!
I'm Mordecai!
Next!
I'm Frank Tupelo from The Tourist.
Great, deep cut. Very good. Take your candy and go. Everyone, go!
Have you seen Chocolate?
Go! I have a scary story to finish that does not involve a Johnny Depp character. At least I hope not. You never do know when he'll pop up. He's creepy. Just like the ending to tonight's tale. Here's the finale to The Gramble.
As I fly through the space between universes, I try to remember a time I've been more lost and buried on a case than this. I try to remember a time where I had more to gain or lose. I try to remember a time when I was relying more on gut and instinct than cold, hard facts. Mostly, though, I'm still thinking about that dragon. Ugh. Another spaceship. Hopefully this one won't try to be my friend or explode into a cornucopia of chaos. Once this case is over, I'm never setting foot on a spaceship again. Hell, I may even stop taking the train. I'll pound the pavement like in the good days. The old days. Back before anything crazy was happening.
Hey, what's with all the stowaways recently? I let Xylax have one slumber party and suddenly we're infested with nerds! Hey, Toots, what are you doing on my ship?
I really hope this isn't Chek Cosmos, but my luck says those dites are gonna come up snake eyes.
She's just staring at me. I think she's broken. It's possible she's a secret robot. X-4700! Are there such things as secret robots?
Why did I install the intercom system if y'all just gonna shout across the ship like a bunch of feral cats?
Oh, I thought that was just for you, because it's robot stuff?
That's racist. Just because my name's X-4700, you think I only do robot stuff?
Yeah, it seems fair to me.
I took that Italian cooking class. I don't even eat. I have layers, Commander.
Aw, you took a cooking class without me?
Xylax, is this yours? Those gloves she has scream supervillain and bad dresser.
Never seen her before.
Space Betty?
She's not with me, but I love her outfit. I like a woman who can pull off a suit.
My name is Kennedy Roundhouse. I'm looking for Chet Cosmos.
Oh, great, you can talk. Good news, good looking, you found him. I'm Chet Cosmos. This is my crew, but never mind them. Now, which of my many manly services can I provide you?
Ugh, don't be gross, Chet.
He can't help it, you know that. He's got that brain thing.
A mutual acquaintance of ours told me he might be able to help me with a case I'm working on.
She's a cop! She's a gang!
Chet Cosmos is no snitch, Flatfoot!
What? You snitch all the time. Just this morning, you told me that X-4700 has a stack of porno mags under his mattress.
Beautiful living hell. Why are you snooping around my room?
Why do you even have a mattress? You don't sleep.
I told you I don't just do robot stuff. I like laying down on soft things, and the magazines are for a collage I'm putting together that is none of your damn beeswax.
I'm not a cop. I'm a private detective from the moon.
Oh, good. Which moon?
The moon. Earth's moon.
Right, okay. Which Earth?
Is it the Earth that's still covered in dinosaurs? That's my favorite!
Or the Earth with all the apes? That one's surprisingly good.
No, just regular Earth. Listen, Dr. Benjamin Brooks sent me here to ask...
Who?
Dr. Benjamin Brooks.
Never heard of him.
Oh, is he the farmer we saved on Door 7?
No, that was Jamma Dunlax. And we didn't save him. We accidentally blew him and his farm up.
We saved him from a collapsing beef market.
Wasn't he the one from that other dimension? He killed his friends or something?
Yeah, that was him. We made a meat puppet that looked like him because those pirates wanted his hair or something.
Oh, right. He was looking for that Michael guy.
Not ringing a single bell.
Chet, you never pay attention to anything that isn't all about
you. That's not true. I pay attention all the time to anything that's all about me.
Oh, this boy's getting on my last nerves today. Sugar, we remember Dr. Hooks. What did he send you here for?
Dr. Brooks.
Doesn't matter.
He said you might know something about space pirates.
I know they're annoying hunks of crap. They think they're big and bad. I'm more bigger and more badder. I remember one time, this nerd was being chased by some pirates. I think they wanted his hair. Anyway, I tricked the pirates by blowing them up.
We just said that.
Oh, plus that one time those pirates tied us up only let us go when you snitched on those other pirates.
Never happened, I think.
These pirates, you think you can take me to them? They have something I need.
Space doubloons?
A treasure chest guarded by a skeleton?
Billowy pants and a headscarf? You could really rock that look, you know. Bone structure like yours?
Booty? Pirate booty? Is it loads of booty?
Okay, yeah, we get it. Stop saying booty.
Yeah, what are you, 13?
It's nothing like that. I don't even know what it is exactly. My gut twitches. You know when the air gets still all of a sudden, and you know something is about to happen? Something big. Something no amount of thick earthshine can make you forget. This is it. This is the end. Case closed, and me and Lynn can get that hotel room together. I'm looking for Gramble.
What?
Why the hell would you come to me for Gramble?
Girl, you could have just gone to CVS for that.
What? You know what Gramble is?
Of course we do. That's like asking if we know what Clortaxes are, idiot.
What is it?
It's a multi-purpose cream.
No, not that. This is potentially very powerful.
Oh, Gramble is powerful. It can do anything. I use it as hair mousse.
It does wonders on stubborn grass stains.
I've used it more than a few times to torture lower life forms. It's very flammable.
I use it to grease myself up post-workout. Really makes my biceps pop. Watch.
Ow! Yes. There's truly no better multi-purpose cosmetic, mechanical, and all-around-the-household cream on the market.
And so affordable, too.
No, stop. The highest heads of lunar government are looking for this. It came to them with a message. Get Gramble. Hurry up.
Get Gramble while you can.
Great. Now that's going to be stuck in my head all day.
It's a commercial jingle?
Pretty catchy, huh?
Does Gramble Cream come in a lightweight red cylinder?
Does a long-tailed polecat give sideways looks to a rocking chair?
I don't know what that means.
It means yes, you soggy banana peel.
I just picked up a 4-pack the other day. Do you want a can? It's great.
You can use it to polish your gloves.
You seem really focused on her gloves, Chet.
Who wears gloves? What is she, Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, sure, what the hell.
Here you go, hun.
Thanks, Space Betty?
You betcha.
Space Betty knows how to fill out a spacesuit. I wonder if she would want to spend a few days in a nice hotel on the moon. But business before pleasure, Roundhouse. For once in your damn life, follow your own advice. You don't even know what dimension you're in.
She's doing it again!
Maybe it's brain parasites. Hello?
Stop that.
Shall we?
Dr. Brooks said you could return me to my own dimension.
I know how to shoot bad guys and kiss bad girls, Mama. That's what Chet Cosmos can do for you.
Ugh, gross.
Oh, I can. I'm something of a super scientist.
Oh, really? That's what you call making half-frog, half-couch monsters and shooting them into space?
Tomato, tomato, frog couch. Step right over to this here panel, Cranberry.
Kennedy.
Sure, sure. This is where I keep my garbage dimension. And now I'll just program it for your lame universe.
How do you know which one is mine?
Because it sounds like yours is the only one without Gramble Cream. Shame.
And you said you live on the moon, right? Like a weirdo?
Well,
got it.
Living on the moon is pretty weird.
Yeah, there's not even an atmosphere. Is it a domed city, or was there some kind of environmental conversion?
We don't really address it.
Oh, fair enough. Well, it was nice meeting you.
Yeah. You too. Big eyes.
Oh. Oh, my. Well, you, take care now.
Bye,
y'all! Bye!
Bye!
And when that can of cream blows your little universe's mind, you tell them Jet sent ya.
Right.
But really, Xylax sent
her. Get back in your hole, ugly.
I should be taking in the beauty of the shimmering space between Chet's universe and my own. This is the last time I'll ever get to see it. I should be thinking of all the ways I'm gonna waste my money on booze and women and nightclubs. Hell, I should be trying to piece together the strange details of my case. Most of it didn't even make sense. Part of me is thinking of Lynn. Is she still in my apartment? Is her slow smile waiting for me? Mostly, though, I'm thinking about the look on DeWitt and Kingsley's faces when they find out they spent 10 grand on a dime store tin of cream from outer space.
What a shocking ending, right? What a marvelous, scary story for my Halloween special. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. But now the ghouls must return to the crypts and all the little demons back to their hell portals. Halloween is at an end. But fear not, it will be back to scare the pee out of wherever your pee happens to come from. Thanks for listening to another haunting yarn, courtesy of your dear Uncle Gravely. Until next All Hallows Eve, stop egging my apartment. My landlord refuses to clean it up anymore. Good night!
Prosper!
wrote this fucking thing?
The Theater of Terror was created by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, with special thanks to Andy Hamer. You know what you did. And is a member of the Fate Crafters Network. Dial your telelectroscopes to theateroftomorrow.com to listen to our full catalog. Rate and review us on iTunes. And become a social being by visiting the Theater of Tomorrow on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. The Theater of Terror was fortunate in securing the services of Kelly Nynoltowski, Paul Getz, Mark Whitten, Krista Lewis, E.K. Dagenfield, Josh Monk, Alan Pierre, Greg Baldwin, Courtney Mueller, Mario Colley, Chuti Chu, Michael Last, and Heather Monk. From Radiophonic Audio, Zach White, Becca Flynn, and Dan Fulton. Music by Wes Rodri, Lauren Pokorny, Tom Jello, and Zach Tatum. Tonight's production was a joint venture between the Theater of Tomorrow and Radiophonic Audio.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.